brother. What's up?
This is a new big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good, Earl. It's a little hard to get back in the swing of things after that nice long weekend.
Well, there's no place like home.
Amen.
There's no place like home.
Glad to be back.
But disavow that news message. It is not going to be 24 degrees.
That was a painful one. Sorry, y'all. I don't know how you stuck with me so long, but we're a little better off reading now.
Yeah, not quite 24 degrees. But anyway, I want to welcome my guest. He is Mr. Stefan Wilford, and let me do this. He's a native of Southern Springs, Texas. He's always relied on his faith, his guile, in his life, and he has deep roots in Sutherland Springs, and he's a product of his family's commitment to their community. He's an avid sportsman. Stephen began shooting at a young age and honed his skills. He's a Second Amendment believer and strong believer in the Second Amendment. I'll say to him, good morning, and thank you very much for accepting the invitation, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show this morning. I'm doing well.
I think it is perfect timing. Because here's in 2020, the Center for Disease Control said more than 45,000 Americans died from gunfire. 45,000 Americans in 2020 died of gunfire, a 25% increase from 2010. Let me ask you, 45,000 people killed by guns. What does that say? In America, what does that say to you?
That says to me, as we start with the rhetoric of defunding police and the things that have been going on lately, and that, you know, you're taking and hamstringing police officers from doing their jobs, and then we expect that the criminals won't rise. I think that's a mistaken thought. It's sad, and along with that number is a lot of, most of them are actual suicides and things. It's they add that into it.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, but
that's quite tragic also.
So your moniker is the good guy with a gun. So whether it's suicide or murder, the people have died from firearms. 45,000. I don't see where, you know, the correlation with that number ties into people defunding police. Can you help me understand what you mean by that?
Well, when you defund police officers and you get that attitude and stuff, then yes, that does equate to more crime and stuff, because there's less people out there defending the streets and stopping crime.
You don't see any correlation that in this nation there's over 400 million guns. There's only 325 or so million American people, and only one third of the citizenry owns guns. You don't see some correlation between all of these guns and all of these people being killed.
No. Did you know that London now outranks New York in death, murders, and they're using knives? I'm going to tell you that it's not a gun issue. It's a disease within our country and other countries alike. Violence is on the rise. And the fact is, if you look at how many times guns save lives, and there's those numbers are out there also, and it is a very high elevated, and some of them don't even get reported because it goes unreported when a gun gets, I guess someone pulls a gun and then the perpetrator, the evil person, walks away. That doesn't even get reported either. It's a much greater number of guns saving lives. And in Sutherland Springs, Texas, a guy came into the church and was shooting people and killing people within our church. I ran across with an AR-15 and defended my community. And that's what our Second Amendment is about, being able to defend ourselves, our families, our friends, our communities, and even our states and our nation.
So you're one of these guys who believes guns don't kill people, people kill people, right? I guess you'd be a guy who would say that, right?
Absolutely. I can lay my gun out there on the table all day long, and if it never gets touched, it doesn't kill anybody.
Well, you know the other part of that is? It's not just guns don't kill people, people kill people. People with guns kill people. So
And people with cars kill people too.
Hey, you know, with a car, I'm not gonna kill 21 people at any given moment.
Okay, what about the Christmas parade where the guy ran through and murdered people in the Christmas parade?
Sir, that's unjustified. He didn't kill 21 people. So, I mean, you can't compare.
Okay. What about Oklahoma with fertilizer? This is comparable. He blew up a whole building. The whole building came down.
Sir.
It's evil to kill people.
Sir, so the guy who killed the people in the town where this radio station is, Waukesha, this is the town where the gentleman killed those people, those eight people. You can't compare.
What about Oklahoma City, the mall building?
Sir,
it was brought down by fertilizer.
Sir,
how many people died there?
Sir, I'm not gonna. You know, this isn't a comparison of tit for tat. Again,
you're the one that was comparing it.
Listen, no.
You're the one that was comparing it.
Sir, I said to you, 45,000 people died from guns in 2020, based on what the CDC said. I didn't say it. Those are their numbers. Now, you want to somehow compare isolated situations that don't happen as readily as people being murdered by weapons. There's no question that there are people who do evil things in this society. But to dismiss all of these excess weapons in our society is at the root of it. And so what is getting ready to happen right now, sir? And let me say this to you. I've interviewed Wayne LaPierre, okay, from the NRA several times, not on this radio station, but at a different radio station. I've interviewed the president of the NRA. And my conversations with him were a little deeper, shall I say.
Wayne LaPierre is not the president of the NRA. He's the vice president for one thing.
Okay, well, he's the vice
president.
Another
thing you have hang on. Another thing, you have dismissed my claim, and you can go check it out yourself, that guns saved more lives than lives lost. You've dismissed my claim that more people in London are murdered with knives than they are. And listen one more time. And listen good, please. Give me this respect. Go to the FBI stats, because you want to blame an AR-15, and more people, according to the FBI, are murdered by hammers and blunt instruments than by rifles.
Sir, let me
and
say
you're this. Blaming, and that's rifles in general, not just the AR-15.
Sir, let me say this to you, because I want to have a dialogue with you, and I've certainly invited you on these airwaves, because this listening audience, like many Americans across the nation, again, one-third of the population of this nation agrees with you and the NRA. two-thirds of it, the majority of this nation, disagrees with you and the NRA. So I'm trying to have a dialogue with you. And
I'm not with the NRA. I'm with the GOA, Gun Owners of America.
Well, okay, so
GOA, GunOwners.org.
So gunowners.org or NRA, in the end, it is people supporting the fact that people have a Second Amendment right to own weapons. And based on what the Constitution says, that is right. But when people are more concerned about the Second Amendment right to own and bear arms, more concerned about that than the killing of two-year-old children, second-grade children, you know, some of us have an issue with that.
No. I want you to tell me that I'm more concerned about my Second Amendment right than I am saving children when I ran across the street barefooted, didn't take time to put shoes on. I ran across the street barefooted and saved women, men, women, and children in a church.
Sir, let me say
this. Do you understand that evil exists in this world? And right across the border of Texas, we have drug cartels running
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Hold your thought. We've got to go to a break. At 67 years of age, I am more than aware that evil exists in this society. You know, when you've lived a little while, you know a little more about things. Got to go to a break. Hold on. Hold that thought. I'm joined by Mr. Stephen Wilford. He's with the good guys with a gun. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be back. Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my guest is Mr. Stephen Wilford. He is with the good guys with a gun. He's in Texas. Let me say this to you, sir, and this is an article in The Guardian. A gun symbolized the power of a minority over the majority, and they become the icons of a party that has become a cult seeking minority power. You are in the state where 21 people just got slaughtered by an 18-year-old.
Okay.
Let me finish my point, sir. Okay, and then I'll let you speak. By an 18-year-old young man who was able to purchase not an AR-15. He purchased a, what's the name of the other weapon? It slipped my mind. Sir?
No, it was an AR-15.
Oh, okay. An AR-15. And at 18 years old, turned around and bought over 1,000 rounds of ammunition. Then went back and bought a second AR-15. Then proceeded to slaughter 21 people.
He also bought a pistol, and that pistol he was illegally able to own. So I'm going to tell you,
Wait a minute. I know that. But let me finish my point, sir. It's my show. Let me finish my point, and then you can respond. My point to you is, yes, he was able to buy them legally. He can't even drink in Texas at 18, but he can buy weapons of war, and that's okay somehow.
That's not a weapon of war. An AR-15 has never been used in war. Never. Yeah. An M16 is used in war. An AR-15, if you arm our soldiers with an AR-15, they'll throw them down and say, we don't want them.
Hey, sir, the guy who invented the AR-15 said he invented it for war. Okay? So it's a weapon.
Hang on. Do you know the difference?
No, I don't know the difference.
That is misleading. Okay, an AR-15 doesn't have a selector switch. It's not full automatic.
Sir,
it is a modern sporting.
Sir,
I'm telling you, you can't make false claims, and you can cut me off if you want, but you're making false claims. And you said something before the break that really makes me angry. You said, I'm more concerned about my Second Amendment rights than I am children dying in a school. I ran across the street barefoot without any armor with an AR-15, and I engaged another man with an AR-15 because I didn't want any more people to die in my community.
Hey, sir.
You can't say that I care more about my rights.
Sir, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you as an individual. Sir, I'm not talking
you
about
you. You made it personal.
Sir, I'm not talking.
You made this it personal.
This issue is about people like you who think that an AR-15 is okay. And that anybody 18 and that anybody 18 years old and above 18 years old and above should be able to purchase them with untold amounts of ammunition, and that somehow that's okay.
I have to ask you, is it okay to for an 18-year-old to join our military and take a true weapon of war, an M16, and fight in a foreign country to defend your rights to be on that radio show and your free speech?
Hey sir,
is it okay for that same 18-year-old to join our military and take an M16 or an M1 Abrams tank and fight in a foreign country? Is he, at 18... able to do
so
that.
So let me respond to that. Then you need to be debating and arguing with the people who make the laws that won't allow him to buy alcohol. Okay? So I mean, it's a ridiculous...
I agree with
now,
you.
Now, wait a minute. I'm saying it's a ridiculous... 18, it's a ridiculous conversation.
I know 13-year-olds that are responsible. I know 30-year-olds that are not. The man that shot up and killed... my church was 26. He actually served in the military, and they booted him out, and then they didn't fill out the background checks to stop him from buying a gun. The laws don't work. They didn't fill out the information that would have prevented him from buying a gun. The laws don't
work. Okay, so let me
if the laws don't work, don't you think we good guys with a gun, and it's a very, very small percentage of people that use guns for bad things. You talked about millions of guns over here, and not millions of people that are using them for bad purposes.
Hey, sir, let me say this to you. Okay, I'm 67 years old. I've never owned a gun. My dad raised 13 children. We never owned guns. We don't own them now. Let's stop acting like everybody in this nation has to own a gun. My children don't own guns, and they're all over 30. So I'm not trying, nobody's trying to take away your right to own a gun. But let's stop acting like the entire nation needs to have a bunch of people running around with guns. The majority of the people in this country don't do that. So you say a good guy with a gun, many of us say we don't want the so-called good guy with a gun. Law enforcement is there for that. And so if you were
here it is. Law enforcement was 5 to 7 minutes behind me when a madman was shooting up and killing people in a church. Law enforcement was 5 to 7 minutes. You saying that I should have sat on my thumbs and let this man murder
my
community.
Sir, what I say. I'm doing everything within my power to allow a civil conversation with you.
Okay.
You're trying to get me, the host of a radio show, that you are going to be asking me questions. And I don't mind that. I'm allowing you to ask me some questions, because I think it's important that people get to hear people like you from the standpoint that
when you make a statement that I care more about my Second Amendment rights than I do babies being murdered.
I said to you that that was not directed at you, but people like you who continue to support the AR-15, in spite of what and Second Amendment rights that clearly are outdated. The Second Amendment rights are outdated based on the weaponry that exists today. And that's why what's getting ready to happen. What are you talking about?
I'll let you speak about what you think the Second Amendment
Then please let
me speak about what the Second Amendment was truly meant by.
So listen, let's do this. Let's go to a break. And when I come back from the break, I'll let you tell me what the Second Amendment means.
I want to know what you think the Second Amendment, because you said it was outdated. I want to know what you think it was about, and then please give me the opportunity to tell you what it was truly about.
Sir, I certainly will, since you were around when the Second Amendment was crafted, based on what you were saying, as if you were there with the Founding Fathers. So all you can do, the best you can do is give me your interpretation.
Have you read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers?
No, I have not. Sir, well, hold on.
Of
we got to go to a break. Sir, hold on. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. The Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Stephon Winford. He is with the good guys, the good guy with a gun. And, sir, before we went to break, you asked me about, you know.
Which, by the way, it's Stephen Williford.
Okay, Stephen Williford. I stand corrected, okay? Stephen Williford. All right. So you talked about the Second Amendment. And the Constitution passed by Congress September 25th, right to bear arms. The Second Amendment passed by Congress September 25th, 1789, ratified December 15th, 1791. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, you're asking me what is my opinion on what? That's clear what it says.
The right of the people. But why did they do that?
Listen, what do you mean why? They were concerned about what they call a tyrannical government taking away the rights of the citizens. That's why that was created.
Yes. Yes. Okay. They were coming out of a war with England, where England was trying to ban.
We don't have time to go through the history of it.
They were trying to ban the Brown Bess rifle, which was the best rifle at the time, i.e. AR-15 at the time. And they did not want a government, even the United States government, to be able to take the people without a fight. A tyrannical government to be able to take the people without a fight.
So let me say this to you, sir. If you somehow, like many others, like you, unfortunately, think that somehow with your AR-15s, you're going to be able to put up a fight if the government wants to really step in, helicopter gunships is that you don't have a right to own as a Second Amendment. There's no way those of you who believe that somehow you're going to overtake the government, it's ridiculous. They know what weaponry you have. They know what weaponry you have.
Okay. And yet with those helicopter gunships, we tucked our tail and walked away from Afghanistan.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? We're talking about...
We're talking about defending our nation. And you're saying that with today, with helicopter gun, you're the one that brought up the helicopter gunship.
That's correct, because based on...
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many helicopter gunships that you have. You can't take a nation without boots on the ground.
So the absurdity,
the absurdity of
people who think that what they were talking about with the militia, real well-regulated militia, that somehow, you know, that Second Amendment right is somehow going to defeat a tyrannical government of the United States if they chose to be that. I mean, come on, that's not going to happen.
And the United States and all of its power tucked tail and walked away from Afghanistan.
Let me do this.
I'm telling you, and again, it comes back to also defending your community.
That's what law enforcement is for, sir. You began this show by talking about the people taking away the rights of police officers and defunding the police. And now here you go full circle.
No, because my gun helps out law enforcement.
Hey, law enforcement doesn't want your gun, sir. Law enforcement, I know plenty of police officers.
Believe me.
They don't want you guys running around. I talk to police officers, chiefs of police.
Okay, you're not talking to the right police officers.
They have to be the ones in Texas, right? I know they honored you.
No, they honored me, and they thanked me for what I did. All right?
Sir, it's
they
bigger,
honored me. They were 7 minutes behind me. They were 7 minutes behind me. They honored me for what I did.
Sir, I
protected my community.
Nobody's saying that you didn't do a good job of protecting your community. Bravissimo. Bravo. For that.
And without
the majority of the police.
And realize this. Listen to this, too. In France, on a train, a terrorist comes in with an AK-47 and starts murdering people. Or how about the rock and roll,
sir?
Concert.
Okay, hang on, sir.
People with AK-47.
Hey, what about the man? What about the man in Las Vegas that slaughtered 49 people with an AR-15? What about that? Since you're throwing things around, hold that thought. Hold on. Let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have?
Eric from Tosa's calling.
Hey, Eric, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for my guest?
Sure, Earl. Sure. I'd first like to say this guy's quite the propagandist. He's talking about 16 different, you know, subjects when you're trying to focus on weapons, and everything is light reading. And he's quite the narcissist as well with all of his hero talk. You know, I'm a hero. But like you correctly stated, Earl, the bottom line is the vast majority of Americans, this guy represents a minority viewpoint. The vast majority of Americans want stricter gun laws. And what I would say I would like to see is if you ever bring on one of these cuckoos in the future, is you also bring on someone from the opposite end that's schooled up, because he's got all his talking points right out in front of him. And you would have someone there that can debate all these silly points that he brings up.
Let me say this.
Someone who's also studied and learning the other stuff.
Eric, hold on. Before you go any further,
sure.
I am more than qualified to handle anything that he's saying, because the things that he is saying are not based on fact. So they're based
on
emotion.
They are based on fact. Tell me how they're not qualified,
but just someone who represents possibly the other end of the argument from another authority, whatever, so that they can kind of, you can let them sort of debate this out between the two of them. Instead of taking up your time trying to not be interrupted by the fellow.
So go ahead. Finish your thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say.
Hold on. Let him make his last statement. Then we'll bring you back. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I'd like to say what his thoughts are on background checks and the banning of all semi-automatic weapons, rifles and handguns alike, because handguns kill far more Americans than rifles do in the end. And if he's so afraid of everything in this world, what is he protecting himself against? What assailant? What is he exactly protecting himself against that everyone needs to be armed up? And in the end, this whole thing is basically about power and money. The only reason these laws exist is the power and the money behind the guns and the gun manufacturers and the NRA, including very much Russian money, let's not forget.
Hey, Eric.
That's also promoting this United States.
Eric, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Mr. Willifort.
Okay, you're asking me what I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of anything. I charged across the street, and no, I'm not trying to say, look at me, I'm a hero, I'm a hero. That's not what I'm trying to do. I am trying to let you guys know that you can defend yourself. You can make a difference. But you have to have the same tool that evil does, and evil gets these tools no matter whether you have them or not. No matter whether you have them or not. Maybe I'm a minority that the gun, but you look around you and it's us, the minority, us, the sheepdogs, that are protecting the rest of the sheep as much as we can.
You know, sir, again, there is law enforcement, and law enforcement is there to protect the citizen.
Sir,
I know, but you keep talking about your isolated incident. I know that law enforcement does not believe in concealed carry. They don't want that. They don't know who the person is that they pull up to with a weapon. And so
they
many of you
let me
tell you something, sir.
If they pull me over, I show my permit.
Sir, law enforcement does not you are talking as if law enforcement supports you guys being assistance to them. And I'm saying that's absolutely a fabrication. It is not.
Today, I'm going shooting with four law enforcement officers.
Okay, but that's you and Texas. Texas, let me say this to you with all due respect. Texas is the one place. Texas is the – nobody's dealing with Texas because Texas is full of a bunch of people who think that guns are their God. There are other states in this union that don't agree with Texas.
And New York.
Okay.
And New York and Chicago and Detroit, they have more murders per capita, absolutely, than Texas does.
So, sir,
no.
There's no question.
There's no question. Chicago has the biggest gun control laws there are, and they are top in the nation. They're top in the nation.
And
you can't own a gun, hardly, in New York.
Sir, let me do this. Let me go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have up next?
CJ from Stoughton.
All right, CJ, what's going on, man?
Hey there, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. You can't regulate evil. And this gentleman is a law-abiding citizen that has the right to carry and conceal carry. For law-abiding citizens is a beautiful thing. And I tell you what, if gun regulations solved issues, Chicago and New York would be Mayberry RFD. So you guys continue to attack legal, law-abiding citizens to carry guns. You think you're going to stop what happened? Yeah, the criminals are going to turn in their guns.
Hey, CJ, I will say to you and my guests that look at what's getting ready to happen in the Congress and the Senate now. Republicans who supported totally gun laws are getting ready to turn. Mr. Willifort, hang on. I got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Stephen Willifort, and he is the good the good guy with the gun. And sir, I first want to thank you for spending this amount of time with us. We're wrapping this discussion up, but I want to give you an opportunity in these last 10 minutes or so to let us know why, in the face of all of the things that are happening and all of the murders. Oh, hold on. Before we do that, let me take this last caller. Who do we have on the line?
First up, we have Dave from Milwaukee.
Okay, Dave. How you doing, Dave? You say what?
You know, not enough talk about the intent of the Second Amendment. I'm not hearing it. I mean, let's go back to the founders who wrote this. There was no standing army. There were no police forces. My understanding is that this was written into the Constitution because the founders were all slave owners. They were concerned about slave uprisings and Indian raids. So that's the reason for the regulated militia. Okay? They weren't thinking about giving everyone an AR-15 to defend against another person with an AR-15. That's insanity. Okay? So the other thing, is that these people, the gun nuts, they forget the regulated part. They're always talking about the right to bear arms in the Second Amendment. What about the fact that it was these people have to be well regulated and in a militia, not a bunch of individual crazy people running around with heavy weapons? You know, let's focus on regulated. You know, that's the third word in the Second Amendment. And nobody talks about the regulated part. They all want, to be able to buy guns, but they don't want regulations.
Hey, Dave.
And that's in the Second Amendment.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. The hero hung up. And that's all right because, they just want to control the narrative. Who do we have up next, Sam?
David from Mequon.
Hey, David, what's going on, man? You say what?
Hey, Earl. Really quickly, I was going to mention to your guest back in the 1930s when you had mobsters all over Chicago, New York, everywhere. They were using Tommy guns. And Tommy guns were eventually banned from use because of the carnage that they were causing in the cities in the United States at that time. And at that time, the NRA also supported that should not be given to ordinary citizens, and it's still illegal to this day. So at the end of the day, I do agree, though, with your caller, though, in the fact that there are some things that there are breakouts. There's no question.
There are what? Hold on. You said there are what?
There are breakdowns. That kid or that young man should not have been allowed buy that pistol. Is correct. There is a 21 and older for federal purposes to buy a handgun. And that should have never been allowed. That being the case, again, I would have pointed out to your guest that back in the 1930s, Tommy guns were banned, and they still are federally banned. And the AR-15, AK-47, while they're not the exact same kind of weapon as a Tommy gun, it's still very similar into what it's intended.
Let me say this to you, Dave. I am blown away by the people that these organizations, Gun Owners of America and others, allow to be spokesperson for the persons for them. He's not very good. As a matter of fact, he's horrible. He can't really articulate what their message is. Not only can he not articulate it, he just is just saying things that can't be corroborated. Well, more people in London got killed with knives than guns. Well, I mean, come on, man. And yet he's a national spokesperson for that. there's no question whatsoever that in this nation, there's more killings by guns than any other place in the world. And we only make up 4% of the global population. If people don't see that as an issue, man, I don't know whether it's even worth having a conversation with people who don't see that as an issue. We only make up 4% of the population, but more murders in this country. That should tell you something.
Well, at the end of the day, there is a lot of problems. Obviously, we've talked about this with mental health in the United States. We have a lot
of... There's mental health issues, David, all over the world. It's a human condition.
I get that.
But when you add a gun to the mix...
Right.
Is the issue.
Well, for that matter, anytime you have guns, drugs, alcohol, very bad combination. And at the end of the day, we have what I call cultural rot that's very prevalent. And unfortunately, that is the...
Hey, David, doesn't it bother you that the nation in which we live is the worst place on earth when it comes to the gun violence? Shouldn't an alarm go off for people who talk about exceptionalism?
It should, but the flip side is that...
I don't know about any flip side. What's the flip side?
Well, the flip side is this, is that as Americans, we are blessed in a lot of different ways.
That's not even an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Address the issue, David. 45,000 people killed in 2020 by guns.
But I would also add, if you look at, again, there's no question there's a epidemic. A lot of it, unfortunately, is by suicide, though.
Is it less painful to a family member that their loved one got killed by suicide with a gun than being murdered?
It's very painful.
Than being murdered. Right. I mean, where's the comparison, man? Why is there even a comparison?
Well, at the end of the day, like I said, there's a lot of different moving parts. There's a lot of, I think, we have to look at the bigger picture and realize.
What's the bigger picture?
The bigger picture is we need to do better as a society.
The bigger picture
and
is
try
that,
to figure
the,
out.
The bigger picture, Dave, is that too many guns in our society.
Right. But that's not going to go away. And the reason why that is that the genie is out of the bottle, as you would say.
Hey, David.
The difference is what can be done with the current situation, and the current situation is such where I do agree with you that like AK-47 or AR-15 that should be on the same list as a Tommy gun, as far as you know other
hey, Dave,
types
but
of
it's
weapons.
Not. The thing is, but it's not. And the thing is that people on the right, conservatives, Republicans, are the ones who have not allowed that to happen.
That might change.
That might very well
change that what we're seeing. Yeah. And there might be a 21 and older across the country.
Well, you know, unfortunately, so many people have died. Mm-hmm. Without them willing to do the right thing. You know, maybe by now they might. I don't know. Got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuning into The Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.